Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm here with Tom McCubbin, and we are having a wonderful New Year's Eve special. I want to remind everyone that we are taping today, and so we're not accepting any phone calls. You want to call back next week. We'll have a live show. But Tom, this week they're going to either have to write us on betterlawnsandgardens.com.
Yep, well, that's okay. We're having our fun anyways.
So. We are. We're having a great time. And so now I wanted to talk about the best gardening moments of 2023. We all have the ones where we look back and go, gosh, I can't even imagine that happened. But or maybe something good or maybe something sweet and special. So what's your best gardening moment?
Chasing a bear out of my yard.
In the city.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not exactly rural. It's metropolitan.
Right.
And the bears started coming in. For years, we never had the bears.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, now they're coming in. And they've actually took down a fence, put big holes in it. I just had it repaired by my son-in-law who does the fence business. And he took care of that for me. But for a number of years, they come over and they get my bird feeders. And so I take the bird feeders.
So how
now.
Do you prevent bears from coming into your home or coming into your yard? Is there any way?
No, they just come on. You know, they're amazing. They can pull themselves up over the fence. But anyway, I came in, drove into my yard, and went into my garage, didn't see the bear, and I came back out to get something, and here's the bear right in front of me.
He was right in front of you. Right now, was this during the day?
Yeah, oh yeah, midday. Right there, he was after some cat food. We feed the feral cats, but he was there. So what do you do? Do you just, I mean, he's looking at me, I'm looking at him. I guess it's a him, about 200 pounds.
Wow.
And so do you run backwards? Do you stand there? So I said, you aren't getting my cat food. So anyway, I just slapped my hands, and the bear went ahead and ran away.
So it must have been a young one.
200 pounds young 200. One, I'll tell you. Yeah.
That's funny. So any gardening moments?
Yeah, harvesting fresh vegetables. That's my gardening moments. That is a lot of fun. Tomatoes, peppers. I have a pepper plant. Picture this. A row of peppers,
uh-huh.
One pepper plant out of the whole group did not get damaged by the cold last year. It was just, and it didn't show any freeze damage. That pepper plant lasted over a year. Bore me peppers the rest of the winter.
What kind of peppers were they?
That was Better Bell, one of the varieties.
Better Bell.
Like. Yeah, we'll mention that next hour.
Okay.
But and it just has done well. It finally died after over a year.
But
it's good. Yeah.
Great harvest out of it. That's wonderful. Lizzie, what are some of your great gardening moments from 2023?
Oh, some of my great ones have to do with mint.
Oh.
Not really. I'm being very sarcastic.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So I fell in love with mint and lemon balm, and I told Teresa I'm going to plant it everywhere. And she goes, okay, we'll have fun with that because you're going to end up with mint for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, sounds great. And I did. It took over everything, and it's still popping up after I already pulled everything out of the ground in August. So
what kind of mint? Is it different? Can you walk through your yard and smell different types of mint?
Yes. I had pineapple mint.
Oh, yeah.
I had the chocolate mint that Teresa gave me.
That's nice.
It is.
I have peppermint. I have spearmint. There's a few more.
I see her walking through the yard, and every place she steps, she gets a different aroma.
Yes, exactly. You must be visiting me.
That's wonderful. I love that. So my favorite gardening moment was this year I went to speak to a community. And I took my two granddaughters, Katarina and Cadence, with me. And they are 7 and 6. Well, they're 8 and 6. Let me get that right. And they helped me teach the community, the senior citizen community,
wow.
How to make a terrarium.
Oh, nice.
And so they made terrariums, and they made their own, and they took it home. And that was almost a year ago. And it's still growing, and it's still they have not had to do anything with it. And it's got little toy mushrooms and toy gnomes in it. But the plants are growing very well, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah,
and
the herbs aren't easy to keep going.
Aren't, and it must be in a really good location. It's on their patio, in their front porch patio, and it's. I'm very proud. They've done a great job with their terrarium. So I like that. The other great gardening moment is this has been a prolific year for tomatoes. And tomato seeds and pepper seeds. And our good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, he has provided us with some really unusual seeds, and they've done well. And I'm hoping, I'm babying them, they're still producing, they're still flowering. And I'm just going to kind of baby them through the winter and see if I can get them off and protect them through next spring.
Yeah, keep them warm.
That's what I'm going to do. Keep them warm. So those are really just wonderful memories. I just loved seeing how many, germinated, and they're growing well.
How many do you have?
We have almost, depending on, it changes every day because we have the squirrels and all the little critters that like to come in and weed for us. I have probably around 75 left out of about the 120.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you got a tomato garden.
Yeah, they're going like that. But it's on a table. And, which is to keep it out of the critters, which doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so they're doing really well. But some of them still haven't produced very well. And I think it's because that end of the table is in a little bit shady area. Yeah. So I'm going to try and baby them over the winter.
Some of them don't produce as well as others. That's for sure. Yeah.
So it's been a great learning experience this year.
I'm down to about 4 varieties.
Yeah, and we'll talk about those. That's going to be great. And so, gardening moments, what do you think brings people more joy, growing the plants or eating them or cutting flowers?
People love to grow tomatoes, whether they like tomatoes or not. They love to grow them, and they love to be able to hand that big tomato over to somebody in the neighborhood. And like me, for instance, I gave away a whole bunch of Sweet Million little cherry tomatoes. It was a pleasure being able to share something like that with somebody. And they were so happy to get them, and they said, we'll turn them into all different kind of dishes and things.
That's wonderful. It's sharing what you're growing.
Yeah, peppers, too. I do that with peppers.
I love peppers. What's your favorite pepper?
Betterbell.
Betterbell.
There are several others I've got on my list, and we'll go over those. Revolution, King Arthur.
Lots of great information. We're going to be back. You're listening to our New Year's special for the weekend. I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.